Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do another show. This will be the last show of the year of 2007. So we'll see how this show works. The Light Beings will be running this show, so we'll see what they want to bring forth here. We'll be doing some more healings. Just do a little introduction here. The Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years, and it's the same Lightship that Jesus used for his ascension teachings and healings to the population that he could possibly reach at that time. So we're here again to do healings for people. And we're going to first, I'll activate the Light Bean. I'd like to have everyone, if you could, to get a glass of water. And get that ready. We'll do a water activation, I guess, for cheers here for the new year. So maybe like 8 ounces, maybe 12 ounces, whatever you have there. So we're going to activate the Light Bean first here. And here she comes in with her energies here. So this will be Janina coming in. And I'll see your presence right now. If you're new to the show, scroll down and click on Creation Lightship. Scroll down about an inch or so on the scroll bar beneath the blinking flower. And you see this picture of a light beam. And she'll be activated right now. So here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So get your glass of water ready, and we'll do the activation in about 5 minutes here. So we'll first do the entity clearing to get rid of these say bad Scoobies that have attached to us here, these little Klingons that take away your energy from you. Remember, they need energy to live on, and you're their host. So the way that you don't have them with you typically is to be more in your body. And so at that point, you have more control of your spiritual vessel, your temple that you are. So here we go. We're clearing away entities. Get to work on the left leg first, and we'll do the right leg. So left leg, we'll work on the hip socket also right now. Remember, if you have any physical pain in your body, the entities can attach themselves there and bring in their information. There's a videotape of their past lives, using that terminology, because they are doing body hopping, and each life they go into, the last one was a past life to them. So they can bring in their traumas to you, unfortunately, which can also intensify the pain that you're having, and even create pain in your body. So releasing these out of you right now is going to bring more of your spirit energy to you, and your spirit in your heart center is going to help with this healing. These healings are strictly healings working with the heart center, heart-based healings. We don't use the mind because the mind is in direct opposition or the opposite of the light. So that's the trap that we have here, is to get out of our mind to come into the light. And like I've said on many shows, as I'm doing this clearing right now, the mind control that we have here is mainly from off-planet energies, extraterrestrial energies being beamed down upon us here to prevent us from coming into our heart center. And that controls every physical person on this planet here. And then this mind control energy is what is taught in New Age metaphysics now. The last 100 years in particular, about having your thoughts control your reality. There's many people doing group meditations this way, which is very negative. I would not recommend doing that because you're aligning yourself with some energy system, some energy pool that is not going to be good for you. Even though your heart may think that it's a great thing to do, you're still putting out psychic energy, controlling energy to something else, and that's using your energy, and it's a two-way street. Not only are you putting it out, but it's connecting to you. And you don't want to lose your spirit, your soul, fragments into this energy, because sometimes it cannot be found. So here we go. It's very, very dangerous. So keep with yourself. This is the teachings of Jesus. Go within. Don't go without. Because you have everything that you need in your heart center. So your spirit's coming back to you. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll go to your right leg now and your right hip joint. So again, kind of maybe take note of that. Put your focus there if you would. and just see if you feel any changes inside of your body during this healing process here. And we're working with mainly the energies now that are on this planet, which are the emotional bodies, which you may call ghosts, of people who passed on. There we go, being released here. Okay, and bringing more of your spirit into your right leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to work our way up, and we'll go to our up to our shoulders. So this will cover your middle of your body, your back, the front of your chest, and internal organs. So release energies right now from you. And this clearing you should be doing yourself, commanding your spirit to do these healings. That's probably the difference between just asking and commanding. I'm just looking at that as they're showing me this. The healings are actually a command, which I've mentioned many times on the show. And if you notice, we have thoughts continuously. And so the only way to really get the attention of your spirit is to actually command it to do something. And this is what you want to do, is command your spirit to help you with these healings. And your spirit can also definitely take away entities from you. If you have an ache or pain in your body or a sensation that you don't like, then just definitely say, okay, you know, spirit, help me with this here. Release these energies out of me. And at that point, it'll help you in this healing process. Another thing you can do for an affirmation and put your spirit into it is just use the words, I now command or release all energies that do not belong to me. So it could be, I now command all energies that do not belong to me to leave me. Something like that. You can figure out your own way of saying it. Any way will work for you. The simplest way is the easiest for you. And then you're working with in spiritual law. And if these energies obey spiritual law, they will leave you. Okay, here we go. Bringing more of you into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Now we'll do a chakra alignment here. Nope, we have to go up above the head. Go to your neck now. And we'll go to the shoulder. So we'll do the shoulders first, left shoulder. Getting ahead of myself with the chakras here. So left shoulder, going all the way down. Rotator cuff on down to the end of your fingertips, including fingernails. So here we go, taking away entities there. If you hurt your finger, maybe you're using a hammer and you hit your finger with the hammer and you have pain there, well, that can attract entities. And if they like your body, they can slowly creep into you and come into your awakening consciousness. So you want to release these energies out of you here. This way you can hold your complete spiritual integrity of your spirit with your body. Remember, your spirit needs to walk with your body fully for the ascension process. It needs to integrate with every cell in your body. Okay, and the reason why we do these healings is because most people are only 20% in their body, which means that if you're only 20% home, then who else is in there? It's 80% entities, and you need to kick them out. This is your own process that you have to do to become whole again. And the reason why you leave, if it's not from physical pain, it's from judgment. Judging the divine. The divine is in non-judgment and love energy. And judgment is in the process of this mental energies, mind energy, of thinking that maybe you know more than the divine does. So you judge it and then create energy blocks in the body. So here we go. Bringing more of you into your body in your right hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, your left hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And arm, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll do the right side. That one's almost cleared out completely right now. Bringing more of you back in. Spirit's helping with this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to do the neck. If you have any neck problems, just kind of request healing too. Maybe you must request to have a result. The divine always sees you as 100% perfect. So they're not going to want to take away from you something that, in your perfection, which was created through your consciousness. And so they're not going to judge you whether something is good or bad, because where you're living right now is your life experience. So in order to change that, you must request a change. So here we go. Working with your neck now, taking away entities. And now we're going to bring more of you back into your body, the spirit fragments that left in with either pain or judgment, frustration, whatever you dealt with. So here we go. Coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to do the top of your head and around your head here. This can work with your mouth, your eyes, your teeth. So if you have any problems inside of your mouth, maybe you have a sore throat or something, just focus on that and also request healing now as your spirit brings in the other parts of you into this location. The parts you're being brought to you is completely healed, so the judgment that they left with is no longer with them. So they're purified 100%. So here you come in now and just request healing. And you may want to focus on your thoughts, because your thoughts can also direct your spirit into your body. Typically, you want to be heart-centered to do that, but still, if you just think of something where the problem is, it'll still work. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And coming in again to your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now we're going to do a chakra alignment. Go to your heart center first here and reposition that. You might feel energy shift in your body. That feels very good for everybody. Going around now to your throat chakra, number 5. Heart's number 4. There we go. And moving up again to your third eye. Perfect. Going down below the heart, your power chakra, number 3. Shifting that around. There we go. That was off in a few people there. Second chakra. Good. And first chakra, that's kind of off here, so this will take a little bit of time here. There we go. There we go. And perfect. Okay, we'll do an opening now for everyone. So this is your choice. I normally go body width with the heart chakra and all the rest of the chakras to give you more energy in your body. This will help your healing process. Remember that the chakras, energy of the chakras radiate through all of your energetic bodies. And your spirit is connected to that. So here we go. I'll use the word spin to open up your chakras. So heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Moving up now to the throat. Spin, 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 spin. Let's have some throat energies there from some people. Spin, 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 spin. Okay, it's reversed on a few people, so we're going to move that around for you. That could be from an argument, possibly. Maybe you have a sore throat and the chakra's really closed down, and maybe it turned backwards to keep the energy from flowing from someone else to you, from a psychic attack. There we go. Throat chakra again, spin, 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 open. And third eye, your intuition, spin, 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 open. Moving down now to your power chakra, number 3, below the heart, solar plex area. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, below your navel. Creativity, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, base of your spine. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Now we'll do our mind-to-heart drop. This is what you should do daily, maybe more than once. Just get a quiet space, and you can do the same exercise yourself. Visualize, if you would, or just think about having your forehead, your awakening consciousness, your thoughts, whatever you want to call it, your ego self, dropping into your heart chakra. It has to surrender to it. It's an energetic body that has a mind of its own. It controls you. And it doesn't always want to go to the heart center, because it wants to live its own life and direct you out of the heart energy. So it actually uses mind energy. This is your mental body. It's going to drop this down into your heart. So think of an elevator, 10th floor, your forehead, we'll call it, and the first floor is your heart center. Dropping down. Now, this you can do yourself. I'll do it slow at first here so you can feel the energy moving. So we're dropping down like an elevator, so from the 10th floor to the first. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll put some music on, and then we'll come back and do some water charging of a glass of water. Get your glass of water now and just put it in front of you. If you're new to the show, then what you want to do is put one hand on each side of your glass of water. And I'm getting mine right now. And put one hand on each side and just kind of hold it there. And Janina is going to help us charge it. So this will be a heart-to-heart connection, and you may feel the frequencies, the vibrations going from your heart through your arms into your fingertips here. So she's starting right now. And just kind of hold your glass. You might want to, if you're really, really psychic, you might be able to actually see the energy flowing from your palm chakras out of your fingers into the water. What I find is typically men are about 1 in 100. So 1% can actually see and feel energies typically. And women are about 50-50. But if you don't feel anything, it's working anyway. So don't beat yourself up. And here we go. This is, my hands are getting very, very warm right now. She's saying about 10 more seconds here. And this water will be charged for you. It has special light codes into it. We'll be doing the same type of session this coming Saturday. at 1 o'clock my time, and the cost is $60. And if you wish to come on it, just contact me and give you the phone number to call in on and the PIN number. It's a conference line call, and we're having a four-hour special session where we're going to be bringing in the Ascension Energies for each month, 1 month at a time on this call. And you're going to be able to actually, with your own consciousness, feel what it's going to be like. And if you choose to have an affirmation for that energy for that month, you can. So we're going to have like a little sneak preview of what the light ship will be bringing into us next year. Okay, this water feels great to me. I'm going to have a drink of it myself. And if you don't want to drink at all, you can put the rest in your bath water tonight. So, but it all depends what your body wants to do with it here. So I'm going to have mine, so have a drink of water. I'm toasting to all of you. So let me put our glass up in the air and just say Happy New Year to all the people online here. That was good. Okay, I'm going to do a merging with divine energies here. I think I've done this once before, maybe on one of the four-hour conference calls here. So kind of sit back and relax here. And we're going to work with the chakras. And we're going to bring in I'll use the word essence energy. And we're going to bring that up into our first chakra, which it would normally be there. And now we're going to drop down from our crown chakra, chakra number 7. I'll use the word the divine energy, okay? So here we go. So we're dropping this down, divine energy going down from the, as I write this down in front of me here, 7th chakra, because I kind of lost some time, 6th chakra, 5th, down into the 4th, going down to the 3rd, 2nd, and now joining and merging your essence energy in your first chakra. And this is forming a three-dimensional Star of David in your first chakra. And now we're going to bring our essence energy up from our first chakra into our second chakra. And it's an upward-pointing pyramid. And now we're going to bring down the divine energy from our seventh chakra, which is a downward-pointing pyramid. And it's now moving from the seventh chakra to the 6th, to the 5th, to the 4th, to the 3rd, and into the 2nd chakra, where again it forms a three-dimensional Star of David in our 2nd chakra. And these are normally golden color. They're very beautiful. Now we're going to bring up our essence energy, coming into our 1st chakra, 2nd chakra, and 3rd chakra. This is the upward-pointing pyramid. Now we're going to bring our divine energies down from the 7th chakra, downward pointing pyramid, to the 6th, to the 5th, to the 4th, and to our 3rd chakra, where again it meets and merges and forms this three-dimensional Star of David that's spinning in our power chakra. And now we're going to go and bring up our essence energy, upward pointing triangle, coming up from the 1st chakra into the 2nd, into the 3rd, and now into the 4th chakra. And now we're going to bring the divine energy down from our downward pointing triangle from the 7th chakra to the 6th, to the 5th. And it also merges and meets this beautiful pyramid, which forms now a beautiful three-dimensional Star of David in our heart center. And now we're going to bring our essence energy up from the 1st to the 2nd to the 3rd. Into the 4th, and now into the 5th chakra, this beautiful upward-pointing triangle. And we're bringing down now from the 7th chakra, a downward-pointing triangle, moving it down from the 7th to the 6th and to the 5th chakra, where again it merges and creates a three-dimensional Star of David in our 5th chakra. And now we're going to bring our essence energy up from the 1st to the 2nd, to the 3rd, to the 4th, to the 5th, and to our 6th chakra. And we're going to drop down now our divine energy in a downward pointing triangle, coming down from the 7th to the 6th chakra. And it also forms a three-dimensional Star of David in our 6th chakra. We're now going to bring our essence energy up from the 1st to the 2nd, through our 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and now it merges and meets this divine energy in our seventh chakra, and it now forms a three-dimensional Star of David. Now what we're going to do is bring in this divine energy into all of our chakras in our body. So we'll just use the same correlation before, but I'll go to 10 here. So moving it up from the first to the second, to the third, to the fourth, to the fifth, to the sixth, to the seventh, to the eighth, to the ninth, to the tenth. I'm going to go to 12, 11th, and 12. Okay? And that merges now and meets our divinity, this beautiful divine energy, and it forms a three-dimensional Star of David in all of our cells in our body and all of our chakras. And we'll put on some music here for you to experience this here. Just sit back and relax. And we'll let you sit in this for a couple of minutes here. Your body should be just really resonating wonderfully right now with the divine. Scan your heart center and ask your spirit for guidance. I feel pretty relaxed, pretty energized right now. Kind of two things at once happening. We'll bring in the energy now of baby Jesus into the light being. Again, you can request healing. And so I'll just kind of watch the picture on your screen here. And if you wish to put your hand in front of the screen, you can. You can tap your hand if you wish, the palm chakra with your fingers, and that will maybe activate your sensing ability more with your palm of your hand because you're telling your body that you want to sample energy. So here comes the energy of baby Jesus. This is his pure divine essence energy. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll give you some music to listen to and stay in your heart and just request healings. I'll do a sample here of the emotional clearing. This is to help all of you release some of the trauma that you may have had this last month here. So we're going to go from the last 4 weeks, then we'll go 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 1 week to present here. So it's an emotional clearing. So if you've had any situations in your life that wasn't pleasant for you and you're hanging on to that energy, this should help you release it instantly. So you will be able to see the event, but the trauma should be almost completely released from you. And because this is only a sample healing, it works about 80%. So here we go. 4 weeks ago, so this will be the first week in December. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. and third week back here, actually the second week in December. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And third week, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And this last week, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. We'll just do today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. That's an emotional clearing. And we'll do a feeling body. Same process here. First week in December. These are different bodies that collect the energies that hold on to the situations in your life that keep recycling around you and gets into your thoughts and brings in maybe negative events into your life here. So we want to get these released out of you so that you can live a more peaceful life. So first week in December, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second week, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third week, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And fourth week, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we'll do a mental body. This works really well for people who are mentally minded. And also, mainly men are that way, but some women are also. So here we go. If you're a man, this may help you more than women, but it's hard to say. But here we go. Women normally work with the emotions. Men are working in the mental area. So the first week in December, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second week, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third week, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And let's see here. Do that one again here. That one feels like there's some rough energy. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 week, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay. And I guess I could do a sensory body here. So this is how your body input senses, how you recognize your experiences here. Some people get sensory overloaded. So here we go, sensory body. Same process. 1 week ago, 1 week in December, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 2 weeks, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 weeks, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 week ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So we'll put some music on so you can just kind of experience this energy. Kind of just sample it, see how you feel, look upon issues in your life that you've had, and it should feel very distant to you, like it's somebody else's movie. And you can look at it and say, okay, I can move on now. And this should give you the release of the energy so that you're not living in the past. Question here about first cause energy, for me to describe that. So when the light shift creates a spirit, at that point, when it's on the light ship, this is first cause energy. And after that energy leaves the light ship and starts an incarnation, almost all the energies that are on, that are created on the light ship never come back to it. You go to your home base energy. But the divine beings that are not intended to go through reincarnation processes over and over and over again still hold the original first cause energy. And so Jesus will say, and some of the other divine beings, Mother Mary, the archangels, they're actually still first cause energy because they haven't separated themselves out from the light ship, so they still hold 100% spirit energy with them. And for the other spirits that are created, they leave and they do connect to the light ship from their home base energy. This is where you go to after each incarnation, although here it's different rules because the dark side is keeping you held captive here. But talking about other locations, you would have just one incarnation, and then you'd go back to your home base energy where your spiritual family would be, and these are the energies that were created at the exact same time as you. So you all have the same resonance. And down here, they call that your soul family. The light ship doesn't really call it that, but we could use that terminology if we wish. And so everybody of like kind, like frequency, of the same exact frequency of their creation, gather together, and they can discuss, or you can discuss where you've been to and what it's like to be on a certain location, a certain planet, and explain your experiences. And also there is where your twin flame energy is too, on your home base energy. So you go back and you can meet with your twin flame at whatever time you wish. And this is the difference between most people and the divine beings. The divine beings never lose their divine charge, their essence energy from the light ship, because they reside on the light ship. I hope that answered your question. So all those energies are first cause energies that come here because they have to keep 100% spiritual integrity. If they lose that, then they do return to the light ship, but they have to go through an immense amount of healing to come back into first cause energy. What we can do now, if you wish, is, let's see, I think I'll bring in the male light beings. Most people liked that a couple of shows ago, I believe. So they'll do some healing work with you. And here they come. So if you have any concerns in your body for healing, request it. And we'll bring them in throughout the show here. So here they come. So these are the males. We're going to bring in two teams this time. It'll be actually six male doctors coming to help you. And their energy is very, for me, they're very intense. Pure love energy coming. And it's somehow, it's hard to explain, but I know when I do this in a room of people, even a large auditorium, the volume always drops about two-thirds. You can hear a pin drop. And if people are talking loud, all of a sudden they don't talk loud any longer. And here it comes. And you may feel that yourself. The air will change in your room. It'll become very, very quiet. And you're going to feel like you're in the divine flow. And these are the male doctors coming in through the light beam that's on your monitor screen. If you just tuned into the show, scroll down on Creation Light Ship Healing, a little bit over an inch on your scroll bar, and bring up the light beam here. So here comes the male light being doctors. So stronger, 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 stronger. You're at 1% right now. Stronger, 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 2%. Stronger, 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 3%. You should start to feel the energy quite nicely right now. Stronger, 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 stronger. 4%. I'm getting warm. These people are having healings right now. Stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, that's 5%. Remember, request your healings, because the divine always sees you as perfect. Stronger, 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 6%. Stronger, 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 7%. Stronger, 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 stronger. Keep requesting your healing. Stronger, 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 8%. Stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, 9%. Stronger, 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 and we'll go to 10% here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So request in the moment, maybe wait a half a minute, then request again. And remember, the healings work according to your belief system, according to your faith. And the way that works is that you have a genetic memory in you, genetic history from your past lives of your body. So this is cellular memory. And even though you're in this lifetime maybe requesting a healing, which is just one lifetime, you could have, you know, hundreds, maybe even 1,000 lifetimes out there of not believing, you know, that this is going to work. And so what happens is the densities that are stored inside of you must be released in order to have your body accept the healing. Remember, the body has a mind of its own. And this is how the healings actually take place. This is what Jesus came to do, was release you like I do with the emotional energies out of you so that you can accept the healing. Very, very important. And so as the Christians talk about him, that he died to save them from their sins, if you just change that, what is a sin? The sin would be improper thoughts. And in the old days, a sin was actually, you know, with the bow and arrow, you know, missing the target, missing the bullseye, okay? And so, stating that again, your sins are your past genetic history of thought that's stored in your body. So he came to teach people how to release that. So he actually, the ones that he dealt with probably have helped them and maybe even saved them. Using that terminology, he allowed them to ascend because they made their body pure enough to accept their spirit to be held 100% in their body. It doesn't mean that people after that had that same process because they haven't did the healings. So the people that he worked with at that time probably did do the ascension process, okay? And this is why people don't heal. You don't heal, number one, because of your genetic history stored in your body. And you don't heal because you're not fully grounded, we'll say. I don't like to use the word grounded, but fully in your body with your spirit. So you must be in your body 100% so that the divine, your spirit energy, which is the same thing, can bring you and be the conduit for healing for your physical body. And like I've said on other shows, if you get any book on healing, the very first page, if the people were completely in the know and in integrity with what they're selling you for maybe $20, the first page should say, if you're not in your body 100%, if you haven't released all the entities out of you, and if you haven't worked with your genetic history to clean yourself out, these healings will probably not work for you. So don't waste your money. But they don't say that. You know, so you get a book and you're really excited because this is the book of all books that you bought. You may have had, 500 in your library, and this is the newest one that came out, and it looks good, and you read it, and it sounds great. Very high spiritual truth to it. But the truth is, are you in your body, enough 100% to allow your spirit, the divine in you, heal you? And have you released the blockages, your genetic coding that's preventing this from happening? If you have not, that book is not going to work for you. So this is how healings work. This is what Jesus did. He came to teach ascension, which was to release the densities out of your physical body, your divine temple, to bring you more of your divinity with you so that you were in your body 100%. So again, request healing now from these beautiful light beings. They'll do what they can do. And remember, if you don't have a healing, it's not your fault, because nothing's wrong with you, just that you haven't worked on yourself strong enough to release these energies that are holding you back from your healing. So here we go. We'll put some music on and request your healing. And I'd request it maybe every probably, 20 seconds or so. And sample and see how you feel. Coming to a close. So we have a special event coming up this coming Saturday. We also have another event 2 weeks from then, the third Saturday, where it's an ascension process where we do a lot of healings, bring in special light codes. And the charge for both of those is $60 per session, very affordable for a four-hour conference call. And they also do light cold water charging with 7 containers of water for you with the light beam. So I'll be closing off here. I have 1 hour conference calls Mondays and Fridays for only $20 for those who are interested in furthering their healing aspect. These are for physical healings on the light ship, and you're transported out of time to the light ship. So here we go. We'll be closing off and have a happy new year, and we'll see you next year. So blessings to everybody, and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye.